I'm Professor Edward Smaldone. I'm the director of the School of Music, and I'm pleased to welcome you here today. I would like to invite Richard Davis, the Student Association Political Affairs Committee representative, to come join me on the stage. And you've got props? Do you want to bring your props? So I think what we'll do is we'll talk for a couple of minutes, and then we'll put this little event in context, and then we will play the Lincoln portrait, and I'll tell everybody what that's about.
Welcome everybody on today, Constitution Day. I am addressing you, and I am certainly honored to be able on this day, which is a historic occasion every year, to be able to talk and to be able to give some words, to give some context to what we have before us today. I would like to thank, firstly, the Queens College Wind Ensemble and their wonderful conductor, Justin Camino, for performing for us today. Beautiful presentation. That really will give us some inspiration on a day like this. We all know that the Constitution wasn't an old idea when it was first written. It was a very new idea. It was an idea and a document that had never been produced before in history, and had it not been produced at the time it was, very surely it may have not ever been produced. It was a document that the founders and the framers of the Constitution, having themselves a newfound country, a free country, to produce such a document, for them, was a time that was very frightening. It was a time when they were trying something that had never been done before, something that had not been tested, something they frankly didn't think or knew would work out. But they produced it and they hoped it would work. And we can honestly say today that in perhaps this country's most fragile times, in its most earliest stages, in its most scariest moment, for these founders and for our nation, it was our finest moment. And we can only look now and see a document that has been written hundreds of years ago that stands now practically unchanged. A new idea that has remained the same as it was, forever new. And that is really what the root of our nation is. Now that's really what the root of America is, as the United States. All of us today, we think of new ideas all the time. And in America, we push and we ask, please bring forth your new ideas. Because we see first a constitution that was drafted and that remains the same. An idea that many people thought wouldn't work, that many people scoffed at, and that many of the founders potentially had to lose from. And they went ahead with their idea, and it came anew. And it stayed, and it hasn't been changed. All of us today have dreams. America is the land of opportunity, we call it. Every immigrant that has ever gotten off the boat, whether it be the Mayflower, whether it be the USS Exodus, regardless of which one it came, people came off it with an idea. Did they know the idea was going to work? No, but they knew the Constitution had worked. And this is our strength. This is the root of our country. And anybody that can say to themselves, whether I can have an idea or not, being in a college, in Queens College, any institution around the country, young people ask themselves, I have ideas, I have dreams. This has never been tried before, how can I do it? The greatest thing about America is that things that haven't been tried anywhere before are tried here, they're supported, and they work. And this is not a new theme, this is not a new theme, it's a very old one. A document that hasn't been changed, but it's still yet very old. I have up here with me a copy of the last page of the Constitution. I wish I could bring all four pages up here, but this really is the sign of it. With well over 100 signatures over here, of people of students that have signed, and teachers as well, that have affixed their names here, along with that of the faculty, but along with that of the original governors that signed this Constitution, and to show their support, to say, we may not have been around when this Constitution was written, but we see it, and it applies to us just as any single thing can possibly apply. Today, our lives are generally directed not by a new law made 20 years ago, but by laws that were generally made hundreds of years ago. And we sign our names here because the dream of the Constitution doesn't die. It stays new, and we ourselves put our names on it because we're signing it as well, and we support it as well. We have here tonight a beautiful ensemble to be able to have a chance to listen to music, which is something also of a creative process. Music is something that's more creative than anything else we can imagine. And today we're going to have a chance here to have, again, a new documentation written perhaps on a... Perhaps not so new, but regardless of that, something that is definitely written after the Constitution and is being played by a new cast of members, that is for sure, and bringing that dream alive yet again. So thank you once again, and let's have a wonderful Constitution Day.